On this St. Michael and All Angels Sunday, our text is from Revelation chapter 12, starting at verse 7. Now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they loved not their lives, even unto death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. And also from the proper preface, Therefore with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying. Today we celebrate a unique feast day in the church, St. Michael and All Angels. This day draws our attention to the spiritual realm, reminding us that God's creation is not limited to the world that we see, but includes angels, God's heavenly messengers, and also his warriors who serve him and protect his people. Throughout the Bible, angels appear at key moments in salvation history, carrying out God's will and bringing his message to humanity. From the three angels in Genesis 18 who appear to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, foretelling the birth of his son, to the angel Gabriel announcing to Mary that she would give birth to Jesus, angels serve as God's faithful messengers. Angels are not some harp-playing supernatural being floating on the clouds. They are active participants in God's work. In fact, the word angel comes from the Greek word angelos, meaning messenger. One of their primary roles is to bring God's word to his people. We see this in the Nativity story, where angels announce good news to shepherds, proclaiming glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased, from Luke chapter 2. But angels are not only messengers. They also serve as protectors. The presence of angels in Scripture reminds us that God deeply cares for his people. While we do not see them, we are surrounded by angels every day. Some theologians, including Martin Luther, have taught the concept of guardian angels, angels specifically assigned to watch over each believer. Now, there is some disagreement among theologians, however, whether a Christian actually has a personal guardian angel. Scripture passages like Psalm 91:11, For he will command his angels concerning you to guide you in all your ways. And Matthew 18:10, See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. Emphasize their protective roles. Angels are actively involved in God protecting God's people, whether it be as a personal guardian or in a more general sense. Scripture does tell us, however, that they are especially concerned with children and the innocent. And while angels serve as protectors and messengers, there is another specific role that they play. They are spiritual warriors. The archangel Michael, whom we especially commemorate today, is depicted in Scripture as a mighty warrior, fighting on behalf of God's people. In today's sermon text from Revelation chapter 12, We hear of the great battle in heaven. Now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. Chapter 12, verses 7 and 8. This war that we just heard is not a metaphor. It is not a word picture. It is the real description of spiritual warfare that has been going on since the beginning of time. The battle between good and evil is not confined to this earth. It is a battle that reaches up into the heavens, and it is a battle that affects us all. The dragon, as John reveals, is Satan, the great adversary of God and his people. Satan's mission is to oppose God, to accuse, deceive, and destroy believers. But here we see something incredible. He is met by Michael, one of the chief angels, and a whole host of heavenly warriors. The dragon, Satan, seeks to devour and destroy God's people, but he is cast down by Michael and his angel army. The key point of this passage is that the dragon, Satan, is a defeated enemy. Verse 8 tells us that he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. Satan and his angels were cast out. They are banished from God's presence. They no longer have any standing or authority there. This is significant for us today, as it tells us that Satan is not an equal opponent to God. He is a created being. And although he once held some power and authority in heaven, his rebellion led to his downfall. Michael and his heavenly host win the battle, not because they're stronger on their own, but because they fight on behalf of God, whose victory over evil is certain. These passages remind us that spiritual warfare is real. But it also assures us that God has won the ultimate victory through his Son, Jesus Christ. This gives us hope and comfort because it means in the end, evil does not win. It's already defeated. Michael's battle with Satan echoes the battle Christ fought on the cross. Just as Michael cast Satan out of heaven, Christ, through his death and resurrection, defeated Satan, but in a greater way, once and for all. We are no longer under Satan's power. The victory has been won, and the devil is a defeated enemy. In verse 11, we read, "And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto death." This is the very heart of the gospel. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, shed his blood on the cross to defeat sin, death, and the devil. It is by his sacrifice, by his victory, that Satan has been cast down. Satan's power over us is broken because Jesus took the punishment for our sins. Satan may still accuse us, but his accusations are empty because Jesus paid the price for our sin. We are no longer condemned. We are forgiven. We are redeemed. We are set free by the blood of Christ. And when Satan comes to remind you of your past sins, when he tries to make you feel unworthy, remember, the blood of the Lamb covers all your sins. Satan's accusations no longer hold any power over us because Jesus silenced them on the cross. As we reflect these roles of angel, we should be comforted that God's care for us extends beyond what we can even see, what we can even imagine. Just as Michael's and his angels fight for God's people, so too we trust in God's protection in our lives. And in response, we are called to praise God alongside his angels. As I mentioned at the beginning of the sermon, in our divine service, we join with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, evermore praising God by singing the Sanctus, the hymn of heaven. Holy, holy, holy Lord, Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. These words remind us that we are part of something much bigger than ourselves. When we worship, we join in the eternal song of the angels who worship God on his throne day and night. So on this day, St. Michael and All Angels Sunday, we give thanks to God for his provision for the angels who serve him and for the assurance of his protection and his care. We are reminded that the spiritual realm is real, that there are battles happening beyond what we can see, and that God's angels are fighting on our behalf. We are reminded of the Old Testament narrative in 2 Kings chapter 6 that tells of the prophet Elisha. He found himself surrounded by the Syrian enemy troops. His servant was terrified, but Elijah prayed for his eyes to be opened. Suddenly, the servant saw chariots of fire and angelic beings all around them protecting them. 2 Kings 6:17. This example illustrates how often we only see the physical threats, forgetting the spiritual protection surrounding us. God's angels are at work, fighting battles that we cannot see, reinforcing the idea that we are never alone in our struggles. Let us take comfort in the presence of these heavenly beings and trust in the victory won for us by Jesus Christ. Just as Michael cast down that old ancient dragon, so too has Christ conquered the devil for all time. So as we leave church today, may we do so having the peace and the confidence that God's angels surround us, protect us, fight for us, until that day when we join them in the eternal worship of our King. Amen.